So the topic today is staying focused. As we're going out to reach a lost, staying focused in our soul winning efforts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, the Bible reads, it says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." So number one this morning is we're going out, focus on preaching the gospel. You say, well, isn't that what we're going to do? Yeah, but a lot of times we go out and obviously we invite, right? We're giving out an invitation. And sometimes we get hung up there and we don't actually get to preach the gospel. But we should be geared up to ask that question when it's ever possible. Ask that question to preach the gospel and to stay focused in that. Because we see here Paul says, "I came not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." And see, when you get that opportunity, so say you ask the question and someone says, "Yes, I want to know that. I want to know how I can be on my way to heaven." And you get your Bible out and you get into your plan. And this has happened to me, and maybe it's happened to you, where you start going through it and they ask a question that has nothing to do with the gospel. You know, maybe it's about end times. Maybe it's about some other doctrine that they have heard about. And they get you off track. And a lot of young soul winners will, and I've done it, you follow it. You go to, "Oh, I know how to answer that." And you go and you answer it. And then pretty soon, you're just answering a bunch of questions and you're no longer preaching the gospel. And that's where, you know, follow up. Say, "Hey, I can come back and talk to you about that." Or, "Hey, better yet, my pastor's preaching on that. Come to church." Right? That's where you get to push that. But usually what I'll tell them, I'll say, "Hey, I don't want to get lost in what I was showing you. So we'll come back to that at the end." And hopefully they're going to forget about it. But so number one this morning, stay focused on preaching the gospel. Romans 1:15, you don't have to turn there. It says, "So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also." So Paul was always ready to preach the gospel. And that's what our goal is, to go out and preach the gospel. Number two this morning, stay focused on using God's word. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 again. The next part of it, it says, "Not with wisdom of words." You see that? Not with wisdom of words. That means your words. You're going to use your words and try and get them saved or try and get them to believe. And see, but we're going to see that that's not where the power's at. And that's definitely not what Paul did. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Keep your spot in 1 Corinthians. Turn to Acts chapter 17, if you would, verse 2. And while you're turning, I'm going to read out of 1 Peter 1:23. It says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." See, being born again, that's what we're trying to do, right? We're preaching the gospel to get them born again. But by what? By your words? Your words of wisdom? No, by the word of God. So here in Acts 17, verse 2, we see Paul, he's doing what he always does. He goes into the synagogue, and let's see what he does. Look at verse 2, Acts 17, verse 2. It says, "Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days," look at this, "reasoned with them out of the scriptures." See, I'm sure there was arguments with these Jews. I'm sure Paul presented logical reasoning why they should believe on Christ. But see, Paul didn't just take things out of his head. And you notice the scripture says that he reasoned using what? The scriptures. He didn't use his wisdom of words. He didn't use his own logic. He goes, "I don't think this." He goes, "This is what the scripture says." And you notice also, he probably didn't debate their thoughts and emotions. Because, you know, when we talk to people, a lot of people have a lot of feelings. And you'll hear them say, "Well, I think," or "This is what I believe," based on their emotions and feelings. You can't argue with someone on their emotions and feelings, right? You can't sit there and say, "Well, you shouldn't feel that way," because that's not going to end well for you in your conversation. You need to say, almost like when pastor gets up there and say, "Hey, this is what the Bible says. I tell you, I scream about it a little bit. This is what it says. Now you do with what you want with it, but this is the truth." And that's what we're doing. We're going out reasoning with the scriptures. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 17. So as you're doing it, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 3:12 while you turn back. "Seeing then we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech." See, great plainness of speech. So as you're preaching the gospel and as you're using the scriptures to preach the gospel, use great plainness of speech. Keep it simple. All right? Keep it simple. As you're reasoning out of scripture, stay focused on keeping it simple. Because, you know, people are confused enough. And I know I've done this. I've actually went through the door, and I've probably confused them more by you trying to get too fancy, trying to use, you know, great swelling words of, to show your wisdom. And whether you do that intentionally or not, you know, you got to keep it simple. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, the last part. Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. See, by you using your words, what you're doing is you're basically saying, what, the cross of Christ isn't enough? Drop down to verse 23, because look what Paul says. Verse 23, it says, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. See, the cross is enough. I mean, it's simple. It's not more complicated than that. And explaining that to somebody, that that's what we're preaching. We're not preaching great swelling words of some wisdom. That's why when people don't want to speak at the door, it's, well, you know how to be saved, right? You've gotten saved. Just preach that. How'd you get saved? Why are you saved? Look at verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, look at this, the power of God and the wisdom of God. See, that's where the power is going to come from. And when we get away from using the word of God and we start talking about the word of God, I've done that. I've sat there and talked about the blood. I've talked about the cross. And it's just, all it is me just talking, having a religious conversation. And I'm not actually using God's word, because that's where the power is, and that's why I failed many times doing that. And use simple illustrations. I mean, a lot of us use a pen, a phone, the Bible to say that this is a gift, to try and explain that, and those are all good. Don't use complicated things that are going to confuse people, and don't use difficult words. Like, if you say the word doctrine to people at the door, you know, a lot of times they might nod their head and act like they know what that means, but a lot of times they don't know what that means, and they're not going to tell you that because they don't want to seem foolish. So realize we use a lot of words around here because we're in church, we're in a good church, we know a lot of things, but people at the door do not know those, they don't understand those words. Now, obviously, if it's in your text and you're reading the Word of God, you're going to have to expound that to somebody, all right? But don't use a lot of fancy words that we use. Use words that are simple that they can understand. And definitely, here's another thing, don't introduce false doctrine. I mean, I've seen people preaching to a Catholic, and they're going through their plan of salvation. Next thing you know it, they're bringing up purgatory, where the guy at the door, the Catholic at the door, wasn't even thinking about that. Now, guess what? You got him thinking about purgatory. And now you got to unload that, and now you're talking about something that's not even in the Bible. So we want to stay focused on not only just preaching the gospel and using the Word of God, but keeping it simple. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's where the power is going to be. So anytime you start getting away from the Bible and getting away from using the Bible, because I've actually knocked on the door and a guy would sit there and talk to me all day long. He didn't want me getting the book out. And say, I've had to learn, well, wait a minute, if you won't let me get the book out, and yes, I could quote scripture to him, but you better do it verbatim. There be quoting every word of God that you're using. But I can't help you. I go, if you won't let me get the Bible out, I can't help you. Only God can help you. Only the Word of God can help you. So just be aware of that as we go out and interact with people. So stay, number one, stay focused on preaching the gospel. Stay on your plan. Stay on your plan. Don't let someone derail you. Don't derail yourself. You know, stay on your plan and try and get through it. Number two, stay focused on using God's word, using the scriptures. As we saw in Acts, Paul used the scriptures. I'm sure he had a lot of head knowledge because of who he was, but he went in and he's saying, here, Jews, here's the scriptures. So let me show you Christ in the scriptures. That's what he did. And number three, focus on keeping it simple. You know, we want to leave them, even if they don't get saved, we want to leave them further along. Because sometimes I'll ask people, I go, has anyone ever showed it to you this way? Even if they don't get saved. You know, and I had a guy last time I was here, he got saved. And you know what he said to me when I asked him about the follow-up question about eternal security? He said, no strings attached. And I go, I like that. I go, you understand it. You realize that there's no strings attached to this free gift. And that's what he said back to me. So that let me know that he understood it. And I kind of like that. Yes, there's no strings to the gift. It's a free gift. And that was a simple illustration. No strings attached. So as we depart, let's go out there and do these things. Let's get focused and preach the gospel to the lost. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Father, you thank you for the word of God. I thank you for allowing us to go out and preach, Lord, and may you help us, give us the words to speak out of your word, and let's keep it simple, Lord, and see many want you today. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen.